From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Beth Richmond reading New Beginnings by Sharon Lee Thomas. Now let's begin with New Beginnings. Chapter 1. July 29, 1847. Dear friend, Papa is gone. I recorded the words as though chiseling them in stone. Papa was gone. It had all happened too fast. The wagon's dreadful hesitation before slipping back, Papa's futile attempt to stop it, and the river's current lapping against his broken body, fingers of bright red trickling into clear waters. In one moment, all was changed. I slumped back against the tailgate, brushing my cheeks dry with the sleeve of my nightdress, its worn flannel soft against my skin, sharpening memories of my father's tender touch. Then a gust of wind slapped the canvas sharply against the wagon hoops overhead. I jerked upright, dropping my journal into the lamplit shadows. The noise must have startled Mother, too. Still sitting next to Papa, gripping his lifeless hand, her head shot up. She quickly recovered from her own thoughts and glanced over at me, frowning. Marjorie! Her voice cracked against the emptiness of our crowded wagon. The camp will be stirring soon. There is much to be done. She leaned forward and placed Papa's hand on his chest. For a second she hesitated, her head bowed. Then Mother straightened. From habit she fingered the braided coil atop her head. Wisps of curls, usually tightly confined, broke free as she tried to restore order.